live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. And that number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. You use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And you can sign up at HostGator.com today to receive your first month completely free. You don't use the code FTL, you don't get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, secession, a topic that is has become a personal favorite of mine over the last decade or so, certainly within the last 5 years more so, because it's an idea whose time has come again, and it's an idea that needs to happen as soon as possible, and it's an idea that needs to be done peacefully this time around. No more firing on the forts. Walter Williams has some thoughts over at JewishWorldReview.com. One political question.
Walter Williams Jewish?
I don't know. Perhaps he is. Look it. One political question we have to answer. What is it? How can you look Jewish? What is that? Is that a racist statement?
It's an ethnicity as well as a religion. Like you, okay. You can decide that Judaism is just a religion. And, you know, it could be true for you. But it's also an ethnicity at the same time. And Walter Williams is black. Okay, there's not a lot.
When I hear
of black
Jewish,
Jews
I think the religion. But,
I'm trying to remember his name. I know of one.
There's one out there. Oh, you okay. Can believe that. I said a lot. There's not a lot of black Jews.
All right. So Dale is with us here from AnarchyInYourHead.com, and Walter Williams has this to say: one political question we have to answer is whether George Bush or Albert Gore shall be president. And just which part? This must be old. This is old. He was writing about this a decade ago. So this is from back in the year 2000. And just which party will control the House of Representatives and the Senate? But I'd suggest that there's a far more important long-run question that we must answer. If one group of people prefers government control and management of people's lives, and another prefers liberty and a desire to be left alone, should they be required to fight, antagonize one another, and risk bloodshed and loss of life in order to impose their preferences? Or should they be able to peaceably part company and go their separate ways?
You know, it seems like the most obvious thing, but the people that have the power do not want to let the people over whom they have the power go.
Exactly. And also, to some extent, some of the people that don't like the status quo really just want to wrest the power away for themselves. They don't really. A lot of the people you hear talking about liberty. Like, I heard this shrill, loudmouth talk show host named Mark Levin.
He's the great one.
This loudmouth.
You're going to stick a single penguins on you.
Just another angry, ranting sicko talking about liberty and tyranny and da-da-da-da-da. And this is the same guy who...
I've never heard him misstep, and now I don't listen to his show a great deal. You know, it's not like I haven't heard him say the solution is the Republicans. It just sounds to me like that's what he believes the solution is.
Oh, I heard it within the first 10 minutes I was listening,
okay,
dude.
I haven't paid that much attention to it.
No, I don't listen to this. I just happened to turn on the radio while I was taking a shower before the show.
That sounds like the type that is... They love to talk about liberty... When they're not the ones in power.
Yes.
Liberty is like the big catchphrase. Like, you know, you can talk about, you can demonize the Democrats about all the liberties they're going to take away from people.
Yep.
And then the Republicans get in office and do the same thing in spades, just in slightly different areas. There's really hardly any difference anymore in how they do it, actually. They're both mostly doing the same things, but their rhetoric is different.
They're
using
ago,
different justifications and everything.
This same talk show host and his ilk, because they're all very similar. He wouldn't have said a word about tyranny or liberty or needing to achieve liberty or anything like that during the
really
Bush administration.
He didn't really come on the air until, he didn't really hit until the Obama administration.
That's not true. He's been around. He's been at all those talk conventions we've been to in the last half
only in the last
decade.
2 years.
No, we've seen him there every single year. Every single year. We saw him. He was there back in L.A. Remember when we were in L.A. a few years ago?
I thought I saw him in New York.
He's been at every one of them, I'm telling you. But, yeah, obviously he's become more popular recently. But, nonetheless, I'm telling you, Mark, I heard within 10 minutes, I was in the bathroom
okay,
for 10 minutes.
I believe you.
Within 10 minutes, it was the same old shtick. He comes on, opens up his mic, and starts yelling. yelling about how things are changing in tyranny and we need liberty. And then he starts talking about conservatism and we this and we that. And it was very clearly the red team, blue team mentality. And he was talking about if we want to win. So the suggestion there is, well, we being the Republicans, his Republican audience, the so-called conservatives who are now real concerned about liberty again. What I'm saying here to what Walter Williams is suggesting is that a lot of these people that are saying they want liberty, that's not actually what they want. They want liberty from the Obama administration, but they don't want liberty.
So they can impose their form of tyranny on people
right.
instead.
Right. He was talking about the tyranny he was talking about was the tyranny of toilets. And the tyranny of some other regulation, like you know how they regulate the amount of water that is flushed. Now, I agree that that's kind of a silly thing, but that was his issue. That was one of the things that he was – when he talked about tyranny, it was controlling toilets was tyranny for him.
We should be free to flush as much water as we want to flush.
Yeah. And then at one point he was criticizing some Republican politician for using compassionate language. Like he was just being a total jerk, total douche. Anyway, that's what they are, and they just want to get in control so they can take over, because that's the same kind of guy that does not want liberty for somebody. He wants you to be able to flush as much water as you want, but to inject some heroin into your veins or to smoke some cocaine or something like that, we can't be having that now, can we? So I just say caution to anybody that you hear talking about freedom. Anyway, let's get back to Walter Williams. Says, like a marriage that has gone bad, I believe there are enough irreconcilable differences between those who want to control and those who want to be left alone that divorce is the only peaceable alternative. Just as in a marriage where vows are broken, our human rights protections guaranteed by the Constitution have been grossly violated by a government instituted to protect them. Americans who are responsible for and support constitutional abrogation have no intention of mending their ways. Says, let's just look at some of the magnitude of the violations. Remember, this is a decade old, this article. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution enumerates the activities for which Congress is authorized to tax and spend. The father of the Constitution, James Madison, explained in the Federal Papers that the powers delegated by the proposed Constitution to the federal government are few and defined. Those which are to remain in the state governments are numerous and indefinite. The former will be exercised principally on external objects as war, peace, negotiation, and foreign commerce. The powers reserved to the several states will extend to all the objects in which the ordinary course of affairs concern the lives and liberties and properties of the people and the internal order, improvement, and prosperity of the state. Nowhere among the enumerated powers of Congress is there authority to tax and spend for Social Security, government education, farm subsidies, bank bailouts, food stamps, and other activities that represent roughly two-thirds of the federal budget. Neither is there authority for Congress's mandates to the states and people about how they must use their land, the speed at which they can drive, whether a library has wheelchair ramps, or the gallons of water used per toilet flush. There's that issue again. A list of the congressional violations of the letter and spirit of the Constitution is virtually without end. Of course, I would insert here that Lysander Spooner would point out that either the Constitution has authorized all of the tyranny or has been powerless to prevent it. Either way, we are where we are. Americans who wish to live free have two options. We can resist, fight, and risk bloodshed to force America's tyrants to respect our liberties and human rights, or we can seek a peaceful resolution of our irreconcilable differences by separating. That can be done by peopling several states, he says, Texas and Louisiana, controlling their legislatures and then issuing a unilateral declaration of independence, just as the founders did in 1776. You say, Williams, nobody has to go that far. Just get involved in the political process and vote for the right person. Williams says, that's nonsense. Liberty shouldn't require a vote. It's a God-given or natural right. Some independence or secessionist movements, such as the 1776 war with England and the 1861 war between the states, have been violent, but they need not be. In 1905, Norway seceded from Sweden. Panama seceded from Colombia in 1903, and West Virginia from Virginia in 1863. Nonetheless, violent secession can lead to great friendships. England is probably our greatest ally. This is kind of collectivist, a little too collectivist for my taste. I'm not allied with England, and I'm not friends with the English government. But nonetheless, he says, there is no reason why Texania, Texas and Louisiana, couldn't peaceably secede, be an ally, and have strong economic ties with the United States. The bottom line question for all of us is, should we part company or continue trying to forcibly impose our wills on one another? Seems like a no-brainer to me. Let's get the hell out while we still can.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and our features on the site include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, though it is virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind as you go there. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
90% of your child's brain develops in the first 5 years of life. Do you really want to wait until kindergarten to start teaching them to read? We got my son a great kit called Monkey See, Monkey Do, and he loves it. After the first day, he was saying words he'd never said before, and it's been a vocabulary explosion at my house because of the Monkey See, Monkey Do videos. And you can get them at babyreadingkit.com, and I recommend it for your child. It's babyreadingkit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We started out the hour here with an article that was actually written a decade ago by Walter Williams. And I generally agree with the sentiment of the piece, even though it may have been written a little collectivistically, because I don't think in those terms. I don't think that I am the government. In fact, I don't want anything to do with the government, because the government is, as we pointed out earlier, a violent monopoly. It is the monopoly on violence, and I personally don't feel comfortable associating with violent people. So, and certainly would not want to be a member or consider myself part of such a violent organization. So when Walter Williams asked the question is it time to go ahead and leave? Then of course the answer is yes. But as you guys, I think pointed out in the last segment, the people that are the parasites, that is the government people, the people who make their living off of the backs of the real productive people in this country, the people out there producing products and services that are being made available in the marketplace, the people that are, providing charities, the people that are actually out there doing things for others on a voluntary basis, well, they don't want you to go away because it's sweet being a government bureaucrat. They are going to do anything within their power to stop the idea of people seceding from the country.
I'd called in on a local talk show here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I was talking to them about the possibility of what it would be like if they, just sort of freed the fire department. Let competition reign in the area of fire protection. This is an important service, and of course, people will be willing to pay for it. And what would it be like? And the host of the show, the city, what is she? She's a council person. Yep. She said, well, maybe we should ask the firemen if they want to do that. Now, why in the world would you ask the slave masters? Because that's what they are. I mean, if I am forced.
They're on the dole at the moment.
I'm forced to pay the paychecks of the firemen, whether I want their particular fire services or not. And I'm sure if my house was on fire, since it's the only one and it's a monopoly, in the sense that I have to pay for it, I likely would want their service, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But actually, I live in a place that has a volunteer fire department, and I think that the motto of most volunteer fire departments up here in New England is we've never lost a cellar hole, meaning that the whole house burns down before the 15 minutes or whatever they get there. So
yeah.
Essentially, I am without fire service already. And the idea that you would ask the slave masters if they wanted to free the slaves is absolutely ludicrous and will result in, well, essentially what happened when we asked the slave masters if they wanted to release the slaves here on the planet. It took centuries, at least a couple of centuries during the Enlightenment period, for slavery to be abolished in the Western world, and it still goes on elsewhere.
Yeah, it's why it drives me nuts when I hear people talking about how inefficient government is. That it really takes a skewed perspective to look at government as being inefficient, because if you look at what their actual purpose is, and I believe I heard this initially from Stefan Molyneux, one of the introductory podcasts. If you look at the government as being inefficient, that implies that its purpose is to serve people and to provide services, when in fact it's not. Its purpose is to loot, and its purpose is to keep some people in control over other people and to be able to exploit them. I mean, and so if you look at it like that, it's very efficient for that.
So what you're saying is the services are kind of a cover for that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's that's the rhetoric. But in the actuality, the actual nature of government is to maintain a position of power of some people over other people and be able to maintain that exploitation.
I think that's
many
of the
very
people
efficient
within,
at doing that.
Probably could be more efficient at that, but I think that some of the people within government do not agree. I think some of the people within government really do believe that, they're doing something for mankind and that they're serving
people.
That's
the reason they got into it. But it doesn't really matter if the gang member, the mafia guy that goes into the business and say, hey, we're going to protect your place here as long as you pay the money for the protection, otherwise something bad could happen to you. If he really believes that he's providing the service of protection, it doesn't make him any less of a gangster.
This is true.
Well, and the thing is, too, it's if you're going to enslave people, if you're going to exploit people and maintain power over people, it's you can constantly crack the whip. You can, you know, kill some of them in front of the others and everything. You can constantly, like, maintain, you know, fear and threat and pain, mm-hmm. and keep people in compliance that way. You can enslave people that way, but it's not nearly as efficient as getting them to come along voluntarily, willfully, to just go along with everything because you have convinced them that it's in their best interest to do so. And that's what they used to do with chattel slavery, is they would convince them using religion and things like that that their role was as a slave, and that's how they were going to get to heaven.
This is where you belong. You're best here.
This is the way it's supposed to be.
And even
if you were off on your own, you wouldn't be able to take care of yourself. You know, you need us. You need us to take care of you. Mm-hmm. And so yes, you're a slave, but you know,
that sounds exactly the same as the government pitch. Hey, you need us. You wouldn't be able to have fire coverage without us. What about the police? What about schools?
They just don't use that. Word. They don't use the slave word.
Right,
that's
right.
About all this different. You know,
citizen is the new and improved slave. Now instead of
you're not a serf, you're a citizen. Right.
Right? Instead of a few people completely owning another few people, and the vast majority of people sort of eking a living out, then you have very few people at the top owning about 30% of everybody. I looked it up and I had a guest on the show talking about Tax Freedom Day, and it looks as though the average American pays one third of their income in taxes. If you start figuring in,
you never made that correction on Saturday night.
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance.
I still don't believe it. I still don't believe it.
I've looked at it very thoroughly, and the average American. Now, certainly there are people out there. I talked to.
Wait, you're just talking about income taxes to the federal government,
nope,
or all taxes?
I'm talking about all taxes, including corporate taxes, all combined in. I did talk to Jason Osborne
to
today, and he was bemoaning the fact that he actually has to pay more in taxes than he made. It's the craziest
wow.
thing. So some people, he's in 100+% or
yeah.
something like that. But I think it's actually more. But, you know, different people have different brackets. But the average person pays one-third of their income in taxes. And that means them one-third a slave. And that's the new and improved slavery. Wouldn't that be great? Imagine for a second, everybody, you could own the 1% of the labor of everybody in a given geographic area. Isn't that a diabolical plan? Well, that's what they've done. They own a bit of everybody.
Right. Not only do you get owned, or not only would you own all those people's income, but you'd also own their minds, because they would believe that if you stopped owning them, that they would have
chaos.
Yeah. And the roads would be destroyed, and there would be
but
no
I have
food.
I have a contention about your percent, how much they own us.
Yeah,
we'll come back
it.
With that in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables, and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. green. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, the bulletin board system, and more. We give it all away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can... learn how to promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do there that'll help get Free Talk Live in more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking at making a major purchase here in the relatively near future, you need to think about your credit report. If you've got foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments on your credit file, it can cost you thousands of dollars more in that major purchase. And if you go to cleaningcredit.com, they can help you take care of it. They will dispute the derogatory credit filings on your report there and get them removed. They are a part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, and it is a law firm, and the rates are very affordable. You can give them a call at 877-733-CREDIT. That's 877-733-CREDIT or cleaningcredit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. We've been discussing, we started out talking about secession, and that kind of moved into a discussion about how much you are owned by the state. And Dale, you said you wanted to take issue with something that Mark had said about, Mark, you claimed that the National, what is it, the National Taxpayers Group or something?
Yeah, I think it's the Tax Foundation.
That they claim that about a third of Americans' income
Tax Freedom Day is, I think it's tomorrow, April 9th.
They claim that that's a third of Americans' income on average from all levels of the government, including regulation costs?
They do not include regulation costs.
They don't. Okay.
How would you quantify that?
well, it's very difficult to quantify, but it can be, I mean, to some extent estimated as far as how much extra it puts on cost of products and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you're just talking about direct taxation.
Right. And
is 30%.
And I'm just coming up, well, actually, it's like 26%, 27%, 28%, something like that. But then you have to figure in how much they spent that's just going on the debt. And so I'm going to go with a third because it's kind of halfway between, and it's difficult to say. I mean, they spent a lot more money than we're getting taxed on this particular.
Then you
last
use
2 years.
Those numbers to say that they own you. You're that much a slave. And I think Dale, was that what you wanted to comment?
I just had to comment that, and I think Mark already understands this. We've talked about it before, but the very premise that they can tax you in the first place, and they can, and there's no like specified limit or anything. It's not like there's something in the Constitution. There's not a Bill of Rights. There's not something in the Bill of Rights saying the government may never tax more than 15%. You know, then you could maybe argue that they own us 15%. You know, but I think that the premise really is that they can. That they own it all, really. They own all, yep. And they're letting us keep some of it.
That's right.
The fact that they have the power to tax us, the fact that it could change at any time, they can change the tax rate from 1 year to the next, means that they own us 100% in their
Absolutely.
Eyes.
Absolutely.
In their eyes. I mean, I don't really think they own us, but that is the premise of government.
Well, they do. You're right. They do own you.
You know,
they do own you 100%.
For all practical purposes, because they can exploit us, you know, eternally and kill us if we disobey.
Right. If you don't do what they want you to do, if you don't pay them what they demand that you pay them, then they could very well put you in a cage, and then they'll prove that they own you
You in a cage, and if you resist that, they'll kill you. It comes down to death. They'll kill you if you don't obey, and so in that sense we are owned 100%.
The reason why they let you keep some of it is because they figured out down the line, and I think Stefan Molyneux he's got a great video out there about how everybody lives on a big farm, like America, the political designation known as the United States.
We're cattle.
is a big farm, the 50 different farms within it. Yeah, that we're all essentially just a resource for the elite masters, if you will. But it was pointed out that they learned, the slave masters learned their lesson. It's a lot easier if you just allow the slaves a little more freedom. Then they can go and they can brush their own teeth.
They take care of themselves. You don't have to take care of them.
Right. You don't have to buy all the stuff that you need to take care of them. They don't come to you to necessarily solve, although more and more now we're seeing the government taking over healthcare, et cetera.
It's not like with actual cattle, we have to go out and feed them. They feed them, right. We feed ourselves and everything, and then we just hand over a huge chunk of our productivity to them. It's a very, very efficient process of slavery.
But in chattel slavery days, they did have to feed the slaves, and they did have to house the slaves, and they did do, so we've moved away from that, and concomitantly there is an increase in the amount of freedom that the slaves have today, and of course we're all slaves now on the plantation, so the plantation has expanded, it's become more technological.
We have kinder masters, but that's only because the masters determine that is effective.
It looks better for them. If they're not,
it looks better, it's easier.
You're forgetting that there's a demand. There's a demand for freedom. And that has been, freedom has been growing throughout human society throughout the years. Now, I'm not saying that the people are entirely ready for all freedom, but there's a demand for freedom, and people wouldn't put up with, too arduous of a crackdown. You can't
not all at once.
Right. You can't just decide that you're going to take people out into the town square and beat them for not paying their taxes. That ain't going to fly.
No, that's why they have men with robes who will say, "You are guilty," and then they'll put you in handcuffs.
There is that, but I think it's also there's a realization that this is very effective. It's a very effective way to exploit people as opposed to the more overt, put a gun to your head and making you obey.
Right. You've brainwashed them into, with the government schools, with the 13 years you spend in government schools, you brainwash them into believing that these men and women are anything other than slave masters, that there are great beneficiaries, that there are great, wonderful leaders.
And there's this elaborate structure of people on the dole that are all going to defend the whole idea of government, All the government, people who are on the government dole in one way or another, that have better salaries than people working out in the free market providing services. Or the portion of the market that remains free.
Yeah, the people that are working for the directly for the plantation owner and are receiving a paycheck from him are absolutely not going to want the plantation owner to go away. So one of the things I wanted to talk about with you, Mark, was this number, this 25% that you're saying is 33%. You're just kind of pulling a number out. You said that this tax organization claims it's, what, 26% or something like that?
I think it's 28. It's because the reason is they don't give a percentage. They give you a day. And right. So Tax Freedom Day is April the 9th. But Debt Freedom Day or Deficit Freedom Day is like May the 28th. So it's significantly farther down the line.
So they're claiming that the average American pays 20-ish percent or 30% of the money that they earn into governments. That doesn't include the cost of regulation.
It does
not. Is tremendous. I don't also imagine include the cost of corporate taxes
it actually
as well.
Does.
It does include
it
that?
It does that, yeah.
Find it hard to believe. Because Harry Brown, and I think their numbers, I'll take Harry Brown's numbers over these people's numbers, because that's where I always heard it was around 50 or more percent. Harry Brown wrote back in 2003, this is the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate from 1996 and 2000. He passed away a few years ago. But he wrote this, and it's still available. All of his articles are still available at harrybrown.org. Great website, Brown with an E. The Bureau of the Census of the United States Department of Commerce used to publish an annual review of the finances of federal, state, and local governments. Now, the last issue published was Government Finances 1991 to 1992. So, admittedly, we're looking at old numbers here, but the government hasn't gotten smaller since 1991.
No, it's gotten bigger.
So, one of its tables showed the revenue and expenditures of all governments, local, federal, and state, calculated per $1,000 of personal income. And then he reprints the table. It reveals that all governments together taxed away $484.82 of every $1,000 of the nation's income. In other words, 48.5% of the national income back in 1991 and 1992.
His assumption there is that all revenue that the government gets is from taxation. And you and I know that governments have investments and that they receive a great deal of money from loans and things like that. Loans and then interest on invested money.
Right, but those loans and that sort of thing doesn't generally go into the budget. That's stuff that usually appears on the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Harry goes on. He points out that 48.5% of the national income going to that is taxed away by the governments. And this is from their own numbers. The footnote points out that all revenue or expenditures that might be duplicates because of money passing from one governmental unit to another have been excluded from the calculations. Historical data through 1970 for total government review are available. And indeed, he pulls up some of the numbers and goes back all the way to the turn of the 20th century. And we'll see what some of those are in a moment. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have, do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SkyDD.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up at news.freetalklive.com, and we'll keep you in the loop via email or Twitter or Facebook, your choice, news.freetalklive.com.
For those of you who have been listening to the show for a while, you know that there was a sponsor that did a weight loss product that I did an endorsement for. And I haven't done any weight loss endorsements since then because that product really worked for me, and I wanted them to come back, but they had financial difficulties. And, you know, I took the opportunity to create my own. I called up somebody I knew who was an expert in the diet supplement business, and I had them formulate what I consider to be even a better formula than what that previous sponsor had. And it's made out of Caroluma, and you can go check out my new weight loss product that I've put together at LumaThin Plus. You can see me in little workout clothes there. It's lots of fun. There's even a little recording, and this product's great. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. I'm not so great at getting to the gym. I haven't been for more than a decade, and I'm on the slow ride down Fat Hill. And something has to put the brakes on, and this product has worked for me. For less than a dollar a day, you can cease growing and start shrinking. LumaThinPlus.com, LumaThinPlus.com.
We are talking about the amount of your wealth, the amount of your income that is taken, stolen from you every year by these government bureaucrats who return very little, if any, value to you because, well, it's a coercive process and they don't have to. If you don't like what they do, well, too bad. As we were talking earlier in the show tonight, there are police departments in Virginia that they just don't care if you ask them questions or you want to see their documents or ask for reports, and they're just not going to show it to you. So it doesn't matter how dissatisfied with you with their services you are, you can't do anything about it, and they know it. So they can just keep taking more and more and more year after year after year. And indeed, HarryBrown.org, Harry Brown, the late Harry Brown, late great Harry Brown, has run the numbers. He's taken a look at the Bureau of Census, their numbers, also pulling up the historical statistics of the United States from colonial times to 1970, also published by the Bureau of Census. Later years' data are available in various issues of the Statistical Abstract of the United States, published also by the Bureau of Census. And so he's run through these numbers here, and he's looked at the amount of the expenditures of all governments, local, state, and federal, calculated per 1,000 of personal income. Now, as of 1991 and 1992, that number was $484.82 of every 1,000, so 48.5% of the national income taxed away by the various levels of government. And he actually puts together a graph that starts back in the early 1900s and goes through the end of the 1990s. Some of them he,
I do love a good graph.
Some of them he had to extrapolate out the later ones because they stopped publishing some of the data, so he actually ran the numbers himself to pull it out. But as you look, 8% is what they took back in 1902. The government back then, before the income tax, because that came around later on. About
remember,
later.
This is back when people crapped in holes in the ground.
They took. I'm not sure why that was why that's relevant.
Because there was less to give.
I see.
People were, just not. They didn't have as much money to give. If you take, so much more of the population was living hand to mouth.
So 8% back then, you can look when you look at the graph, there are only really a few times where it jumps up and then goes back down.
War.
But over, yeah, the World War I, World War II, it looks like maybe the Great Depression around there as well. But generally, over the years, it's been a constant
trending
uptick. And then in the late 1990s, it was around 48% or so. Well, you can actually go into Harry Brown's book, where he's got a little bit more detail, Why Government Doesn't Work, which was his 1996 campaign book, and really the first book that helped open my eyes to the ideas of liberty. And he talks about how 47% of your earnings are confiscated. He says that part of it's taken from you in federal income tax, more is taken in Social Security taxes, still more is taken in other federal taxes, excise taxes, gasoline taxes, tariffs, and so on, and still more is taken in state and local taxes on income, sales, and property. You pay more than you should for products and services because the companies who make, transport, and sell these things pay corporate income taxes and excise taxes, and as we know, those are passed on to the customer. You receive less than you earn because your employer must pay his share of Social Security for you. I wonder if they're including that in their calculation, because when you look at your Social Security amount on your paycheck, that's only half of the amount that's actually paid into Social Security. That other half is paid by the company that you work for prior to it even hitting your check. So it doesn't even show on the numbers on your check. That's paid, and you don't even know about it unless you happen to know that it exists, as we're telling you here.
Or you work for yourself and you have to pay it all.
Well, I work for myself and I do any of that crap.
Well, you choose to pay it all.
Right.
I was talking to a guy over the weekend who says that he has paid Social Security and, he's worked for himself and he's paid the whole thing the whole time that he's been working.
I mean, that right there, Social Security right there is 15%. 7.5 is what you see on your paycheck.
Ridiculous. I can't imagine why the guy chose to pay it.
Right. The other 7.5 are behind. Maybe he thought he'd get in trouble. People are scared. The other 7.5 is behind the scenes. Anyway, he says that so also your employer pays other taxes that reduce the amount of money available to pay you. Because if they're hiring you for $35,000, they might be paying another $10,000 in taxes on top of that. So they budgeted $45,000 for you as an employee, but $10,000 of it is going off to the government before the rest of it gets taken away as well.
And possibly for things that they may have to get, like unemployment insurance and things.
Exactly. Mandated government regulations, the cost of complying with regulations. And yeah. Harry actually addresses that here. He says all of these taxes together roughly total 47% of your income. How free are you when government takes 47% of your earnings? Now, as recently as 1950, their take was only 28%. In 1926, it was 14%. In 1916, 7%. And at the beginning of the Republic, undoubtedly less than 3% was confiscated by the government. But now you pay taxes on the water and electricity use, the things you buy in stores, luxury items, necessities, imported goods, gasoline, telephone calls, babysitting, airline tickets, snack foods, investment transactions, alcohol, cigarettes, property, gifts, legacies, cable TV, amusements, employment, fuel, oil, motor oil, cars, and thousands of other things. In addition to the money the government takes from you, government regulates what you can buy and sell, and whether you can even go into business. Companies must file endless forms and adhere to thousands of regulations, all of which make it harder for them to provide what you want in the form you want to receive it at a price you're willing to pay. The government even dictates the terms of your job and deprives you of income that you could be receiving. Your employer can spend only so much money to pay for what you do. When the government imposes expensive work rules, the money to obey them comes out of what the government, or excuse me, the employer, is willing to pay you. For example, if the government says your employer must provide family leave, the cost reduces what he can pay you. So instead of receiving what you've earned, you get only what's left after your employer has paid all the costs that government has imposed on them.
And don't forget that those that it's not just your family leave. You could decide, I'm not the kind of person who takes family leave. But the rest of the employees that the employer is forced to provide family leave for, they may not feel the same way. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you, by your hard work, are just subsidizing the lazy employees at your business.
And then Harry wraps it up. By most estimates, complying with regulations costs companies and individuals at least 10% of everything we earn. We pay that 10% in the form of higher prices and lower incomes. Adding the cost of taxes and regulation together, government is soaking up 57% of your economic life. And this was written, this was from his book in 1996. It was, he estimates it was 57% based on his running of the numbers, based on the U.S. Government's own statistics. So that's
do you
where
have Kale from the Tax Foundation.
I don't
on,
care about can, what the Tax Foundation says. I don't care about what they say.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. I'm not going to argue with Harry Brown. His numbers sound great.
I'm not going to argue with him either. I just brought it up. I'm not going to argue with the tax people. I just brought it up to counter what they said.
Right.
That's
it's,
all.
It's just it's difficult to know, you know, what the average
I
person
think
pays.
What we can agree on is it's a lot.
It's
a lot.
It's a chunk.
It's not going down anytime.
It's a painful chunk.
It's not going down until secession happens, until we can get away from the federal government, until people get it through their heads that they don't need the feds. Let's go to the phones. Unscreen caller, you are on the AMP lines. Hello there.
Well, I just want to tell you how much I agree with all of what you were just talking about. And I'm going to pull the Free Talk Live mantra and go totally off subject.
All right, do it.
Got a minute.
I know. I got an email today about immigration, and the absurdity of most people's argument just drives me crazy. It's the whole thing, like, you know, all these countries around the world kill people, put them in jail, you know, give them all kind of fines for coming into their country illegally, but we give people free health care, free education, all this other stuff, and food stamps, credit cards, subsidized rent and loans. I just find it absurd that people don't understand the argument that it's actually not the illegal's or so-called illegal fault. It's the government's fault. I don't get it.
They've been misdirected. They've been told to hate somebody, and they've been given reasons to, and they've been misdirected from the real root of the problem, and that is the government's coercion. You're absolutely right. I wish we could talk in further detail. Call us tomorrow. We can talk in more detail about it, and you can give us some excerpts from the email.
Thanks, guys.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-